Good day, everyone, and welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Now, for introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Shazan Shangani. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, this is Elaine Papanikolaou, and Shazan, I think, just had some tough technical difficulties and may not have been able to join the call. So I would like to welcome everybody. And I would like to mention that we are having some problems with the same-time meeting today. I think Shazan has mentioned this to those of you who have been on the phone for a few minutes. Those of you who have joined in the meantime, please go to ibm.com. Once you get to ibm.com, go up to the very top of the screen where there's a box, a search box, and you can enter in that search box a number. The 7009729. So if you'll enter that in the search box, that'll take you to a document where you can click on the PDF file. Once again, that number is 7009729. So if you can all bring those charts up manually, I'm going to turn this call over to Vivek Grover, who is our presenter today, and he's going to talk to you about the WebSphere Message Broker version 6. Vivek?
Thank you, Elaine. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the webcast of WebSphere Message Broker migration to version 6 on distributed platforms. Sorry the e-meeting isn't working today, but thanks all for joining. If you have the PDF file, and we're going to start with slide number 2 there, today we're going to discuss the different supported migration paths to Message Broker version 6, the coexistence and interoperability among the different versions of Message Broker. We're going to talk about preparation for migration. We're also going to talk about some migration considerations for Config Manager Broker. Then we're eventually going to talk about migration of different components, including the toolkit, Config Manager, the broker, the username server, and also about the application logic that includes message flow, message sets, user-defined nodes, etc. We're also going to talk about some of the common problems in gotchas that we see here at level 2 on a daily basis. We move to slide number 3. The supported migration paths include migrating from NQ PubSub Broker to Message Broker version 6, migrating from Event Broker version 5 or WBI Message Broker version 5 to Message Broker version 6. You can also migrate from version 2.1 to Message Broker version 6. However, it requires that you're at CSD2 level at least, and you have the APAR, the fix for APAR IY45459 installed on the machine. Now, this APAR IY45459 is actually fixed in CSD6. So we usually recommend that you install CSD6 on 2.1 and CSD6, and that way you're good to do the migration. You can also migrate from Event Broker version 2.1 straight to Message Broker version 6. Now, some of the products here are highlighted in red. Those products can be migrated straight to Event Broker version 6 if Message Broker is not a requirement at your end. The migration steps for Event Broker and Message Broker are identical unless stated otherwise. Moving on to slide number 4. Only a working configuration of the source version, which could be version 2.1 or version 5, should be migrated. So make sure before you migrate, you don't have a broken configuration anywhere. And even if you decide to upgrade, if you have to install, for instance, CSD6 or CSD9 on 2.1 or version 5, make sure after upgrading the source version works as expected before the migration, before you attempt to migrate. I have listed a URL there which documents the different software and hardware requirements and they must be reviewed because they document the requirements for version 2.1, version 5, as well as version 6. You can look at what operating systems are supported, what different database versions and different databases that are supported and what are required, what is different versions of Java, for instance, what is supported. So that URL is usually very helpful. Message Broker version 6 can actually coexist on the same machine as version 2.1 or version 5. This is one of the biggest advantages for version 6 that can come in very handy during the migration. Also, Message Broker version 6 can be migrated back to version 5 or version 2.1 if needed, and we're going to discuss that in detail later. Slide number 5.
Before going to the next chart, if you cannot join the e-meeting, you can still access the presentation by going to IBM.com and typing 700-9729 in the search box at the very top of the page. A technical document with a PDF file will display. Again, the number is 700-9729. Thank you. I'll now return the presentation back to Vivek.
Thanks, Shazan. So moving on to slide number 5, as you can see from this chart, and there's also one on the next slide, the different components of different versions of Message Broker can coexist and operate together. This specific chart talks about the coexistence. For instance, a 2.1, version 2.1 and version 5 can different components of version 2.1 and version 5 can coexist with version 6 components. As we can see there, version 6 pretty much coexists with anything. Version 2.1 Control Center, 2.1 Config Manager, or even a version 5 Broker or version 5 Username Server. This doesn't necessarily mean that they interoperate with each other. It only means that they can coexist on the same machine while 2.1 Control Center can continue to work successfully in the 2.1 world, and version 6 can continue to work successfully in the version 6 environment. However, if you look at slide number 6, this slide shows which components can reside on the same machine while they can interoperate with each other. So if we look at version 2.1 Control Center here, if you recall from previous slide, it can coexist with version 6, with different version 6 components. However, it does not interoperate with version 6 components. So, in other words, you cannot substitute or replace a version 6 toolkit with a version 2.1 Control Center. You have to use a version 6 toolkit to deploy to a version 2.1 broker or a version 6 broker, for instance. Looking at another example on the same slide, let's say version 5 Config Manager, for instance. If you recall the previous slide, it can coexist with all the version 6 components, and it also can interoperate with version 6 components. So you can use a version 6 toolkit to deploy to a version 5 or, let's say, a version 6 broker through a version 5 Config Manager. In other words, version 5 Config Manager can completely replace a version 6 Config Manager. So the coexistence feature can come in quite handy during the migration. Moving to slide number 7 now. Now, at the same time, these points should also be noted if coexistence is a requirement at your end, if you would be exploiting that feature of version 6. 2.1 and version 5 cannot coexist. So you can either have 2.1 coexist with version 6 or version 5 coexist with version 6. In order to interoperate, 2.1 must be at least at CSE 6. Version 5 must be at least at FixPack 4. Now, version 5 and version 2.1 brokers must either use a different database or a different database schema if the database is same with version 6. And this is because version 6 broker database contains some additional tables that were not there in version 5 or version 2.1. In fact, some of the common tables across the different versions of broker database also have some additional fields in version 6. Only the old functionalities can be deployed to the old version brokers from version 6 toolkit. For instance, if you have migrated the toolkit and you have not migrated the broker and broker is still on version 5, version 6 toolkit contains some additional features, some additional new version 6 capabilities that version 5 didn't have. So the functionalities that version 5 broker will understand would only be version 5 functionalities, and only those can be deployed from a version 6 toolkit. Once your message flows and message sets are saved in message broker version 6 toolkit, you cannot really open them and use them in version 5 toolkit. The data, the artifacts are usually transferred and migrated. So the migrated migrated artifacts cannot be reused back in version 5 toolkit. So the workspaces for version 5 and version 6 toolkit need to be separate. Also, the user-defined nodes and mapping files require some additional migration steps that we're going to discuss in detail a little bit later. Slide number 8, please. On one of the important decisions that you would be making during the migration is what to migrate first. If you're migrating from 2.1 to message broker version 6, then you have to migrate the config manager and toolkit first and then the brokers. And this is, again, in line with the coexistence and interoperability chart that we visited a few minutes earlier, that version 2.1 control center and config manager do not really work with version 6 components. So the config manager and toolkit needs to be migrated first so that they are migrated to version 6, and now you have a version 6 toolkit and a version 6 config manager, which can deploy to a version 2.1 broker. However, if you migrate the broker first, you cannot really deploy anything from a 2.1 control config manager or a control center to a version 6 broker. Now, if you are migrating from version 5 to version 6, since the version 5 and version 6 components can completely coexist and interoperate with each other, there is no required migration order as such for version 5 to v6. Also, all the toolkits that share the source files should be migrated together. Slide number 9. Some of our recommendations to avoid any problems during or post-migration are listed on this slide. For instance, the existing environment should be upgraded to the latest supported level. It's not a requirement, but we usually recommend that it is migrated, it is upgraded to the latest supported levels. Once you have upgraded, make sure it is working as expected. Any components, including the execution group, message flow, message sets, all the resources that are no longer needed, you're not going to need at version 6 level, they should be removed right at the older version itself. Any system-specific information, any environment variables, any tuning parameters, any system parameters, or any kernel parameters that we asked you to tune, or maybe you tune them yourself in order to tune your original source version, the version 5 or version 2.1, should be documented. Maybe you open a PMR with us when you were at version 5 or 2.1, and we asked you to tune some parameters to resolve one of your problems. Those parameters must be documented so that if you need them back at version 6, you can put them back. The user IDs and passwords should be noted down, very important. Also, the names and the details of the components, any deployed resources should be checked, should be renamed. Usually, it's better to just take a screenshot of your toolkit at the older level, version 5, or control center at version 2.1, so that you have all the names handy with you. The existing environment
before attempting to migrate should be backed up in case you encounter any problems, in case the undo operation doesn't work, or in case the rollback doesn't happen. For the worst case scenario, it's best to have your existing environment backed up so that you're not in the middle of broken configurations. Moving on to slide number 10, there are actually three primary ways of migrating. You can migrate from the previous version to version 6, and everything may be on the same machine. You want to completely replace everything that you had at version 5 or version 2.1 with the newer version, version 6. Usually this technique is useful when all the components reside on a single machine, and you need to migrate all the components at the same time. The second way of migration is when you're migrating to version 6 and you're also coexisting with the previous version. When in this kind of scenario, you may have you may have a config manager, and you may have three or four different brokers residing across different machines, and you may not have to you may not be in a position to migrate all the brokers at the same time. In that case, you can migrate one broker at a time, and this is called staged migration. So you can do a staged migration of individual components. And like I said, usually the components of this domain are located across different machines. Also, this allows you to create new resources, any new components at version 6, while it would still allow you to administer and to deploy to the components at the previous version as well as at the new version. So if you have migrated your config manager and you have migrated one of your brokers, you can still, and you have, let's say, two or three other brokers in this domain, you can choose to migrate these other brokers later and still administer these brokers from the version 6 config manager, which has been migrated already. Slide number 11 talks about the third way of migration. This type of migration is when you have, again, you have the components residing across different machines, but you may have to move, or you have to migrate the older version brokers or the older version config manager to a new machine at the newer version. So in other words, if you have one config manager and you have, let's say, two brokers, one on AIX, one on Solaris, and you need to move one of your brokers, AIX brokers, to a different AIX machine, then this kind of migration is useful. Usually, like I said, this kind of scenario is used when you're setting up a high availability scenario during migration for your brokers, or you're moving the config manager from Windows to a Unix machine. Version 6 config manager can reside across different platforms, and or you can move your toolkit from Windows to a Linux platform. A combination of all these methods can also be chosen depending upon your machine, your configuration, your environment. You may not have to go by one of these three ways. You can choose a combination of these three ways as well. Slide number 12. One of the most important commands we use during migration is MQSI migrate components command. The command migrates the data and the components from one version to another. So you can use different options with this command, and as we talk about the migration of different components, we also talk about some of those options. You can migrate a registry, file system, queues, and databases either all together using this command, or in parts. So if you decide to migrate the registry, if you're migrating a broker and you decide to migrate the registry and files only, you can use a -1 option there. this will only migrate the registry and file system. Or if you want to migrate just the databases, you can use a -3 option with MQSI migrate components command. So these are the flags that help you do a split migration, if you will, for the broker. There are pre and post migration check options also available in this command. So if you want to check for the migration, whether this migration will occur successfully or there are any potential problems on the way, you can use the -C. For instance, -C flag is to check the migration. And if you don't see any problem, then you can safely attempt to migrate. A post-migration option is available. Once the migration is performed, you can validate the migration, see if the migration has been done successfully or not. You can also migrate a version 6 back to the older version using a -D flag. So if you're migrating back to a version 5, let's say you're migrating from version 6.0.0.3 to version 5.0.0.8, you can use MQSI migrate components, provide the -S option for source, provide the 6.0.0.3, which is your current source version, and use a -T version, which is -T space 5.0.0.8. So this would migrate version 6.0.0.3 back to version 5.0.0.8 for you. You can also migrate back to version 2.1. However, the migration is supported only if you have FixPack 1 installed at version 6 at least. Slide number 13. This slide discusses just a high-level overview of how you would be attempting to migrate or what you would be doing when you're trying to migrate. Stop any debug sessions, any aggregations that are in progress first. You would then install Message Broker version 6, either on a different machine, or if you want to install it on the same machine, then install it in a different location. The default location, install location for version 6 is different from the older versions. So you can just pick default and it will install version 6 in different location. Then also make sure that all the resources are backed up at the source level. And then you perform the migration. So then you can run either migrate MQSI migrate components command, or you can migrate the toolkit first. As I said earlier, if you're migrating from version 5, the order isn't really important. Once the migration of components is done, then you can migrate the ODBC settings for the broker to point the broker to the new updated ODBC drivers. Finally, you can start the migrated components, and you can add and deploy new resources at the newer level. Slide number 14. As you can see on this slide, we talk about how you can migrate from version 2.1 Control Center to a version 6 Message Broker Toolkit. To migrate the resources, to migrate the artifacts or message flows, you must use MQSI migrate message flows command. So in other words, you would first export all the message flows or your workspace from 2.1, which will give you an XML file. You can move it to a version 6 toolkit machine and then run MQSI migrate message flows against those XML files. You normally save those XML files in a directory and run the command MQSI migrate message flows against that directory, which will migrate all the XML files into version 6 message flow projects for you. Same thing for message sets. You can migrate move the MRP files to version 6 machine and then run MQSI migrate message sets command to migrate to migrate the message sets into version 6. Once migrated, you have to import them to version 6 workspace, and you may have to rebuild those projects once you're in version 6 workspace. For version 5, there's a bit difference. You don't need to run any commands like MQSI migrate message flows or MQSI migrate message sets. You can simply move the version 5 projects to version 6 machine and load them up, import them into version 6 toolkit. This will open and this will import and migrate version 5 artifacts at the same time for you. Only if you have version 5 mapping nodes, if you have any mappings there in version 5, then you'll have to run MKSR migrate MF maps command against those mappings to move to version 6, and that way you can open the mappings in version 6 as well. Moving to slide number 15. As you know, version 6 config manager can exist on different platforms, Windows, Unixes, even ZOS. It does not use any external databases as it used to in the older version. All the data, metadata, all the data is stored in the internal repository. The migration, however, is transparent from DB2. There are three different migration scenarios for migrating a config manager to version 6. The first method is to if you are installing or migrating on the same machine. So you have the older config manager, version 5 config manager, or version 2.1 config manager on the machine, and you are migrating to the version 6 on the same machine. This technique is popularly known as in situ. The second scenario is you can migrate the config manager to a different machine. That machine may have DB2 installed or may not have DB2 installed, which is the third way of migration. We'll talk about these different migration scenarios in detail as we move to slide number 16 here. For in-situ migration, you can simply install version 6 on the same machine as your original installation, stop version 5 or version 2.1, the source config manager. Then you can run MKSI migrate components on the config manager with the dash C. We usually recommend that you run the dash C to check if there are any potential problems on the way, as this checks all the different resources that are going to be migrated when MKSI migrate components command is run, and make sure everything is functional and everything is ready to be migrated. So it's better to run the command with dash C option first. Once you see the output as successful for this command, then run the actual migrate components command on the config manager, which will migrate it to version 6. And finally, run the same command with dash V option so that you can see if there were any problems that were encountered on the way to the migration or while migrating to version 6. This will validate or verify your migration. When this command is run, MQSI migrate components, the output of the script usually shows you what all different components are being created or what different components are being deleted or updated. If some failure occurs, the migration can be done using, you can undo the migration using a dash U option. You can also use this command to revert back to the previous version in case some failure occurs. Once the migration is successful, simply start the config manager at version 6, and if you want to uninstall or delete the old config manager, you can do that. Slide number 17. This slide discusses migration of config manager to a machine that has DB2 installed. So let's say you have a config manager at version 2.1 or 5 running on machine A, and you want to move the config manager to a machine B, which could be Windows or let's say Unix, and this has DB2 installed. In this case, once version 6 is installed on the machine, then run the MQSI profile so that you have all the environment references exported in your in your service ID's profile, and then make sure that your ClassPath environment variable has the references for those jar files, the DB2 jar files. Also, there's a sqlj.zip file. Make sure your path has a reference for the DB2 install/jcc/bin directory. This will help the config manager to migrate the resources. It will use those classes, those jar files, to migrate the config manager from machine A to machine B. In this case, you don't really have to run MQSM migrate components command, since the config manager, the older version config manager, doesn't really exist on machine B. You can just run MQSI create config manager as if you're creating a new config manager on this machine. However, use the -n option here. The -n is for the config manager repository, and you would point the -n option to machine A's config manager database. So the original database that was used at version 5 needs to be referenced with -n options, so that once the config manager is created, it migrates, it moves all the resources, all the data from the old config manager database to the new version 6 config manager repository. The -n option should be used in the specific format. It's /server:port/database name, where the server is the server name of the machine A, or you can use IP address instead of server name. Port is the port number of where DB2 is listening, and database name is the name of your actual config manager repository. Again, the port number is for the DB2 port, where DB2 is listening on the source on the machine A. And this will, when this command finishes successfully, it will automatically move all the data to version 6 config manager repository, and config manager has already been migrated once this command is successful. You can start the config manager, deploy it to your brokers, again, uninstall, remove the old config manager if desired. Slide number 18. When migrating to a different machine that does not have DB2 installed, in that case, there is a two-step procedure that's involved. You have to install version 6 twice, once on machine A that has the old version 5 or version 2.1 config manager residing. You would install version 6 on this machine, follow the same instruction as we discussed in the in situ procedure, and migrate the config manager to version 6. Now you have a version 6 config manager on machine A. You would now install version 6 on machine B, where you want to move your config manager. Version 6 gives two set of commands, MQSI backup config manager and MQSI restore config manager. So you can use MQSI backup config manager command on machine A now that you have migrated it to version 6. This will backup your version 6 config manager along with its internal repository and put it in a zip file. You can move FTP the zip file to the new machine B, which now has version 6 installed, and simply run MQSI restore config manager against the zip file, which will restore the config manager along with its internal repository right in its place. And now you have moved the config manager to version 6 to machine B, where you actually need it. You can now start the version 6 config manager, deploy. You can remove the old config manager, delete it, or uninstall the older version, or even discard machine A if needed. Moving to slide number 19. This slide talks about the different broker migration considerations. The CloudScape support has been added in version 6. There is an internal embedded database called Derby database that is provided with message broker installation. But it's available on Windows only. You can use that as a broker repository. That way you don't really need any in your external databases for broker. You can migrate the broker in parts or all together. You can, like we discussed earlier, you can migrate the message broker with the -1, -2, or -3 option to perform a split migration. Or you can just not use -1, 2, or 3 option, but just run NQSR migrate components command against the broker, which will migrate the entire broker for you. The migration of broker, again, can be done in the forward, or it can be migrated backwards also. You can use the NQSI migrate components command to do that. Run it against the broker. Use the -S with the source version and -T flag for the target version. So if you are moving forward, you can put the -S of 5004 or 5006 and -T of 6002 or 6003. If you're migrating backwards, you can use -S for 6003 or 6002 and -T of 5008 or 5006, whatever fixed path level you would be migrating it back to. There are some ODBC drivers that are provided with version 6 installation. And these database drivers, these updated database drivers, must be used at version 6. So you have to modify the .odbc.ini file on Unixes or update your ODBC data source administrator on Windows. Slide number 20, please. On this slide, we discuss the different ODBC setting changes that you would be required to make. There are different or updated data reg drivers that are provided for Oracle, for Sybase, for SQL Server. If you're on version 6, make sure that broker uses the new updated drivers. The changes need to be referenced in your .odbc.ini file. One of the examples I have quoted on this slide would require you to change the driver from, for instance, at version 5, your driver would be pointing to user opt MQSI merintlib ukor818.so. You would be using ukor820.so, which is provided with version 6 installation, and you would be pointing your driver to the new location of this driver along with the driver file name. You can make these changes in ODBC INI or even ODBC Data Source Administrator on Windows either before migrating the broker or after migrating the broker. Just make sure that you make the change before starting the broker. If you're using XA coordination, make sure that you make the same changes in QM.ini file as well. Slide number 21 discusses migrating the message broker itself, the broker component. If you're migrating the broker either on the same machine or moving to a different machine, install message broker version 6 on the machine first. Stop the old version broker. It's best to take a backup of the UUID and take a backup of the broker database. We also recommend taking a backup of the application database. And this would come in useful in case there are any problems that may be encountered during or post-migration. You can simply plug in the UUID value if there were some problems on the way. Once the backups are made, make sure the NQSI profile is run so that you have all the new environment variable references in version 6. In version 6 environment, your version 6 service ID's environment. Finally, you can run NQSI migrate components command against the broker. Again, we should use a -c to check if the migration is going to be done successfully. Then followed by regular NQSI migrate components against the broker. And once this is finished, you can run it with the -v option again to validate and verify if your migration was done successfully. Finally, you can update your ODBC settings for the broker, as we discussed in the previous slide, and start the version 6 broker. And the message flows, in this case, may be required to be restarted manually. However, I think that version 6 Fix Pack 3, you may not need to do so. Finally, you can uninstall the previous version, previous broker version, or simply delete the broker if you don't need it. Slide number 22. We discussed the migration of username server here. You can migrate the username server at any point, whenever you feel it's appropriate in your environment. Again, install the version 6 and stop the broker, stop the config manager, since they are associated with the username server. Make sure the username server, the old username server itself, is stopped as well. Config manager, broker are recommended to stop. They're not really required to be stopped. You can run MQSR migrate components again with the dash C option first, and followed by the dash V once the migration is finished, to check and to validate your migrations. And then finally, you can start the broker, config manager, and username server, which has now been migrated to version 6. Slide number 23. We're going to talk about migrating the application logic, migration of message flows, migration of user-defined nodes, migration of mappings, migration of message sets, bar files, and rules and formatted extensions in the next few slides here. This is just an overview of what we're going to talk about in the upcoming slides. For migration of message flows, like we discussed earlier, from 2.1, you are required to run MQSR migrate message flows command. You would export the workspace, you would export the message flow XML files and move them to message broker version 6 toolkit machine, and you would run MQSR migrate message flows command there. Against the directory that contains the XML file sourced at 2.1, and you would then, when you run this command, it will migrate the message flows from 2.1 to 6, and they are placed into Eclipse project directory, your workspace project directory. You can then import them into your workspace, and you may have to rebuild the project once they are imported. For version 5, again, you don't need to run any commands. Simply load the dot message flow files into version 6 workspace. Once they are imported, once they are loaded into version 6 workspace, they are saved in version 6 format. So you cannot move back to version 5. You cannot reopen them back into version 5 workspace. So version 5 and version 6 toolkits should not share the same workspace, simply because the version 6 workspace is the migrated workspace and version 5 is at the older level. Slide number 25. For user-defined nodes, again, at 2.1, when we run MQSI migrate message flows command, it discovers and it migrates all the user-defined node definitions as well, and it moves them to version 6. For version 5, there are some additional steps that are required. You can first import the user-defined node project into version 6 workspace. You'll have to rebuild the project. You'll then have to modify the plugin.xml file, which is in the user-defined node project root, and make sure the requires element matches what's there on this slide number 25. Also, if you move to slide number 26, there's also the org.eclipse.helps.context extension, which needs to be updated and pointed to what's on the slide here. And this folder is also there in the same plugin.xml file. So basically, in version 5, the plugin.xml file needs to be updated after importing the version. The user-defined node project into version 6 workspace. The live file format hasn't really changed, so no need to change on that. For migration or mappings, again, this is relevant to version 5 only. To migrate the mappings from version 5 to version 6, you would need to run MQSM migrate mf maps command against the project that contains the mapping. You would, if you don't run this command, you would see some red errors, some errors in the toolkit saying the mapping file could not be located or could not be found. Moving to slide number 27. To migrate the message sets, again at 2.1, you would run the MQSM migrate message sets command against the directory that contains the MRP file that has been exported from version 2.1 and moved to a version 6 toolkit installation. You would migrate, all the migrated message sets are placed into the Eclipse workspace directory. There's one project in version 6 that is created per MRP file. For migrating from version 5 to version 6, you can simply, again, load version 5 message set projects into version 6 workspace. You don't really need to run any commands there. Message set file format hasn't really changed since version 5. You would need, again, once they are imported, though, in version 6, you cannot move them. You cannot open them back into version 5. Moving to slide number 28. To migrate the bar files, again, bar files were not a concept. There was no concept of bar files at version 2.1. The bar files were introduced at version 5, and the format hasn't really changed since version 5. Even at version 6, you can use the same bar files, so you can move them into version 6, import them in the version 6 workspace. You can deploy both version 5 and version 6 bar files to a version 2.1 or a version 5 or version 6 broker using a V5 or V6 toolkit through a V5 or V6 config manager. It's a bit confusing when I say that, but pretty much if you look at it, the bar files can be deployed to a version 2.1 broker or version 5 or a version 6 broker. However, you need to use at least either a version 5 or a version 6 config manager to do that, because only a version 5 or version 6 config manager would be able to interpret what this bar file is. The version 6 broker archive file, the version 6 bar file supports some additional file types that were not supported at version 5. So version 5 bar files do not support, if you try to add like a jar file or an XSL style sheet or an XML file to your bar file at version 5, those changes are not even interpreted. Version 5 config manager would simply ignore those files. Those file extensions that are in the bar file. The compiled message flow, the .cmf and .dictionary for message sets are already there. And they are still being interpreted and comprehended properly at version 6 by the version 6 config manager. So if you have any jar files or style sheets in your bar files, make sure that you are deploying using a version 6 config manager. Otherwise, those changes will not be taken into consideration. It will just be ignored by the version 5 config manager if you decide to deploy using a version 5 config manager. Moving to slide number 29, to migrate the rules and formatted extension, there are no changes to the rules and formatter database as such. The database itself is pretty much the same. Even the tables, all the table definitions, fields that are in the table, they're all the same. But once you're migrated to version 6 broker, make sure the broker version 6 migration is successful, and And of course, you have to install the rules formatter extension in addition to message broker installation on the new version 6 installation. So once you've installed the new RFE component on version 6, at that point, make sure that you have an environment variable called nns1_root_set, and it's pointing to the new rules formatter extension install directory. You will have to edit your nnsyrec.dat file, which you have been using at the older version. There is a parameter there are multiple sessions in nnsyrec.dat file that you are probably aware of, and these sessions have a parameter called nnot shared library. This parameter needs to be updated, needs to point to a different value. You can reference, there's a sample nnsyrec.dat file that comes with the RFE version 6 installation. And this sample file is located in the examples directory on Windows or nnsyrec directory on Unixes. And you can look at the sample nnsyrec.dat file and make sure that the nnot shared library parameter in your original nnsyrec.dat points to the new value as per the sample nnsyrec.dat file. Once you have saved those changes, saved the changes in nnsyrec.dat file, copy this modified file into the directory that is being pointed to by your nns1_root environment variable. This will take care of your rules formatter extension migration. Moving to slide number 30, this slide talks about some of the common problems that we see. We were seeing a lot of problems during the migration from V5 to V6, reporting errors BIP 2166E. This was determined to be a defect, and we actually raised an APAR IY88649, which is fixed in FixPack 2. So if you're migrating to FixPack 1 or FixPack 2, make sure. If you're migrating to FixPack 2, you already have this APAR, but if you're migrating to FixPack 1, you may see this error. The MQE input and MQE output nodes have been deprecated at version 6. They're being treated as the regular MQ input and MQ output nodes. In Message Broker version 6 toolkit, the message flows and message sets are stored in projects that can be referenced by other projects. So the message flows that form one application implementation should all be grouped together for export so that when you are migrating, they all will be migrated to a single message flow project at version 6. So slide number 31, there are some migration issues when referencing the style sheets or XML files using the relative path name. In the older versions, these documents were actually loaded relative to the directory in which the broker was started. At version 6, as we discussed earlier, you can simply deploy through the bar file the style sheets and these XML files used by XMLT nodes. There's also a known issue with respect to promoter properties when you're migrating a message flow project that references promoter properties. After migration, you may see some errors in the alerts view of toolkit that it cannot resolve to the promoter properties. You can simply remove the promoter properties after migration and re-add them back, and that will take care of the error messages. Slide number 32. Version 2.1 and version 5 brokers must use a different database schema, as we discussed very early during this webcast. Either they should use a different database or they should use a different database schema if they share the database with version 6 in case of coexistence. This is because version 6 broker database contains some additional new tables that were not present at the older levels. The brokers with the same database schemas should be migrated together, because when you're migrating, you're migrating the broker database tables as well. And so if you have two brokers pointing to the same database schemas, pretty much both the brokers will have to be migrated together, because the database will be migrated when you migrate the first broker. Any new broker configuration changes are lost if broker needs to be reverted back for any reason to the previous version after migration. So if you have migrated to version 6, deployed some new changes to version 6, and now you decide to revert back, you will not be able to revert back all the new changes back to the older version. You will have to rebuild and redeploy those changes. Slide number 33 lists some of the useful references that will come in very handy when you are migrating to version 6. And with this, I conclude my presentation. Thank you very much for listening. Any questions are welcome at this point.
Thank you. And the question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question today, please do so by pressing star followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Keep in mind, if you're on a speakerphone, to make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, if you would like to ask a question today, that is star 1. And we'll pause for just a moment. And the first question today is from Richard Gross with Wachovia.
Hi, this is Bill Brown. I'm in the room with Richard. And Vivek, we're with Wachovia Bank. And one of the things that we bumped into when we started migrating were some of the message flow names or node names that were acceptable in version 5 didn't port. And I'm curious if you've got other people who ran into that same situation.
The only cases where we have run into this issue is if there are some special characters in the names of the message flows, and usually if you rename those message flows to version 6 after migration or before the migration, you rename those message flows and run the migration, it works successfully. Now, I don't know if you have any special characters there, but this is something that we have seen here at level 2 quite, on a very common, quite commonly here. We've had PMRs, but the only issues that we have seen are with respect to any special characters.
Yeah, and I know when we went from 2.1 to 5, we had to change a lot of periods to underscores because of the way the broker schema concept worked.
That's right.
And I don't remember if there were other characters. Do you have any kind of a reference that says these characters are not permitted in your message flow names or node names?
There are some characters, some special characters, and I may be able to pull out a list. I don't have the list handy on me, but I can certainly pull out the list for you if you need it.
Yeah, that would really serve us well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can, Bill, if you can do me a favor, if you can send me an email.
Okay.
My email ID is vgrover@us.ibm.com. I can respond back to your email.
Okay, great. And then a follow-up question pertaining to message set migration from version 5 to version 6.
Sure.
We ran into a situation where there were a number of regular expressions that were acceptable in version 5 that fail when we go to version 6.
Right.
And I'm curious if you've got any background on that kind of an error.
We've seen some errors on that as well. If I'm not mistaken, there are a couple of APARs also open for that. I don't have the APAR numbers handy on me, but we've seen some problems in the similar area where the message set migration either really fails or methods at migration work successfully, but at version 6, you may not see the expected behavior because of some changes that it encounters along the way. If you're migrating to version 6.0.0.3, that fixes some of those problems, some of those known problems. I think there are still some known issues in that area.
Yeah, we're at runtime level 6.0.0.3 and toolkit 6.0.0.2 right now.
Okay.
So then I have one more question, which I think is may or may not be migration related, so push back if you feel the need to.
Okay.
It has to do with the referencing of external jar files in the 6.0.0.2 toolkit.
Right.
It worked fine in 6.0.0.1, but not in 6.0.0.2. I'm getting ready to file a PMR with that, but I just wanted to throw that out to find out if you're aware of that issue.
Yes, actually, it's surprising you're asking me some of the problems that I have seen in the last few days itself. There are some, again, with version 6 for the jar file references, again, there are some known issues. I know there is one known issue which is fixed in version 6.0.2 toolkit, iFix 0.0.4 or I think iFix 0.0.5. At the moment, the latest toolkit version we're running is v6.0.2, iFix 0.0.6. And if you can upgrade your, I would say if you update your toolkit to the latest version, and if you still see the problem at that point, feel free and open a PMR.
Okay, good. I will, so iFix 0.0.6 applied to 6.0.0.2?
6.0.2. The 6.0.0.2 is, after 6.0.0.2, we came up with 6.0.2.
Oh. Okay. I'll take a look at what we have. And when I send the email, I'll make reference to all three of these topics. And then if we need to open a PMR, we will.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
And as a reminder, it is star 1 if you would like to ask a question today. And the next question we have is from Dean Kester with Centerprise Services.
Thanks very much. I wondered if you knew whether the SendMail support pack is working successfully or with any problems in the new release.
The SendMail plugin is working successfully with version 6. We have seen some PMRs on those, but they're not really there. There are no known defects in this area. In fact, I have a SendMail plugin imported into my version 6 workspace as well, and it works fine.
Okay, thank you. Just one other question on the messaging and technical conference M67. Is that really the new impact that's coming up next week?
No, this was actually one of the old.
Oh, from last year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
is anything on this being covered at the TNM at the conference this year?
I apologize. I don't have any list of the.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I've got the agenda. I just don't remember.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it does appear we have no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call back over to you.
Thank you. At this time, we would like to conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the Web Service Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on the site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Vivek, for presenting today.
Thank you all.